What are we listening to today?
The Immigrant Project by Girish and Astha.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of The Immigrant Project by Girish and Astha. Before I begin this episode, I just wanted to say that while I am the host of the podcast, Astha is the producer. So if you're listening to this podcast today, this episode right now, it's because Astha has done all the work in the background, including editing of this podcast, so that it reaches live to you. With that being said, let's welcome our guest for today, Anandita Chauhan, who we also call Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Girish. How are you?
I am good. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you today.
I'm excited to be here.
Oh, how was your day, Andy? Let's start with that.
My day was pretty good. More than my day, the day outside is actually very good. So
right,
definitely go outside, take a walk. It's going to refresh your mood.
I know. After this call, I intend to go out.
Yeah.
Okay, so for people who don't know who Andy is, she currently works as a data analyst at Rogers. And Andy, you can correct me if I'm wrong anywhere. But you also have two postgraduate degrees from, I think, Georgian College.
Yeah,
one is in applied AI and the other one is in big data.
That's correct.
And the work that you're doing right now at Rogers, somewhat relates to what you have studied.
Oh yeah, yes, it does. So I have done two postgraduate certificate courses in Canada. And my first course was from Georgian College. It's called Big Data Analytics. Mm. And my second course was from George Brown College. It's in Toronto. The course was Applied AI Solutions Development.
So as soon as you completed your studies at Georgian College, yeah, you got a job at Rogers.
No. So the timeline goes like when I came to Canada, I first went to Georgian College. Mm-hmm. It's in Barrie. It's a little bit north of Toronto. I studied there for like about 8 months. And then I got into George Brown College where I was studying Applied AI Solutions Development, which is in Toronto. So I moved to Toronto. I was studying here. And while I was studying, I wanted to get a part-time job. So I got a part-time job at Fido, which is telecommunication company, basically.
Yeah.
So I was working there as a sales associate for about 1 year and like maybe 3-4 months. And then I switched internally as a data analyst in Rogers. So Rogers is the parent company of Fido.
Okay, I'll come to this point of switching and getting into Rogers, but let's start with your experience of getting a job at Fido and working at Fido. So how did you approach getting this job at Fido? Because I see a lot of these new college students who come to Canada, they struggle to get a job. So how did Anandita manage to crack that? And how did your day look like at Fido?
Okay. So I would say definitely a lot of trial and error. Like I was trying to find a part-time job as any student would do. I went out, I went to the mall. Like the mall was my first stop. I went there, I took my resume with me. I started giving out my resumes. Quickly, I learned that if you hand over your resume to a manager, it's more impactful because you get to speak directly with the manager. So just I was doing that. I came across a Fido store and I met her. We had a really good conversation. I gave her my resume. And a couple of days later, she approached me and she offered me the sales associate job. I would say a lot of it was luck because I think she was looking for a sales associate and I was there. It was right place, right time. It worked out.
Yeah, I think it has to do with luck as well as being at the right place, right time. Because Andy, there is this Eaton Center near where we live, right? And I see a new store opening up and I see line of kids or students or, you know, potential people who want to apply for that job outside. While they have one opening, there are like 150 people standing in the queue.
Yeah.
So I guess you got lucky. I guess you were smart enough to crack that interview.
Yeah.
And
I would say a lot of it also depends on your confidence level. The way you approach, like you having a positive outlook and the way you conduct yourself, the way you talk to the manager. Well, you should look like you want to work there. And it's not just a part-time job, but it's actually a job that you want to do. You know, if you're doing something, you might as well, you know, like it. But it's difficult, but yeah. It's a part and parcel of the process.
Wow, interesting. So Andy, tell us what you did at Fido on a day-to-day basis as a sales rep.
Okay, so on a daily basis, I would talk to customers. I mean, a couple customers would come. They let's say they would want a mobile plan or a new cell phone or home internet. There are a lot of new people coming to Canada. They don't have cell phone numbers, so they want cell phone numbers. So, and also like as I would like tell them about the plans, I would give them information, and I would help existing customers as well. Like a lot of existing customers have questions, queries, problems. I would assist them with those problems as well. So, selling products and helping customers. That's what my day-to-day activities would look like at FIDO.
So I'm assuming this job is has of offers some base payment as well as a commission on top of that,
That's
right?
right.
Yeah, I really like Fido because when I was first coming to this country last year, I wanted a SIM card for myself, right? And I didn't want to wait after I land to get my own SIM card. So Fido had this really interesting scheme where if you fill a form online, they would connect you with you on WhatsApp and they would get that SIM number and the SIM delivered to you at your residential address in India.
Right.
And the day after you land or the day when you land, you have to share the date with them. They will activate your SIM.
That's correct.
So is there any other company that does that? Are you aware of that, Andy?
Yeah, I would say a lot of telecommunications company would do that because a lot of people, I mean, I would assume that they would target countries from which they are getting the most number of immigrants. So India is definitely one of them. We get a lot of Indian immigrants in Canada, and I'm not really aware of any other company that does this, but I know for a fact that Fido does it, and I'm pretty sure that other companies must be too.
So when we started this conversation, Andy, you said that you are currently working at Rogers when you said, but you said that you moved from Fido to Rogers. So what is the difference? Are they two different companies or Rogers is a parent company? How does that work?
They are the same company. Rogers and Fido are sister companies. So Fido, the Rogers is the main head company, and then Fido comes under Rogers. The main difference between Fido and Rogers, like there's a segregation, is because Rogers has their own set of products, and mainly when it comes to your mobile plans, Rogers offers 5G plans, whereas Fido, it has its own set of products and it offers 4G mobile plans. So that I would say is the main difference between the two.
So any reason they have two separate companies under the same brand?
Yeah, it's to target different customer bases, I would say. Like, let's say a family that is living in Canada. They have a house, they have a TV, they have internet, and they have, let's say, five members in their household. Okay. So, somebody like that, Rogers offers like a bundled option wherein they give mobile plans and they give home internet, they give TV options, and they give also home security. Like you could get a bundled plan with Rogers in this case. And also, let's say the family has kids. So parents don't want their kids, let's say at a very early age, parents don't want their kids to have a lot of internet, right? Like that could be distracting. So they have like shared plans and stuff. So Rogers has a different base of products. And Fido, I would say for somebody like a working professional maybe, or somebody like us, you know, who majorly use their phones for calling or Instagram or WhatsApp, you know, or YouTube videos. So in this case, Fido is a more pocket friendly option because the ch plans are cheaper and you get, you know, just enough data to go about in a month.
I see why you're a great sales rep, Andy. I
Thank
definitely
you.
see that. Yeah, but yeah, I'm more curious to know about the current role that you're in right now. So you work at, if I'm not mistaken, Rogers corporate office in Toronto.
That's correct.
So how did you move from being a sales rep to working at a corporate office, and what do you do in this role?
Okay, so I currently work as a data analyst at Rogers. And to get this job, I mean, Rogers obviously has internal postings for its employees who are looking to switch fields and stuff. And I was proactively like keeping tabs on what kind of positions were opening. So as soon as this position opened for data analyst, I applied it. It's well, it's an internal project kind of role. So it's not for external candidates. It's only for internal candidates. The reason for this is that they want somebody who already has knowledge of Fido and Rogers products and who
Okay.
can assist in like making informed decisions or as a data analyst, like I already know what these products are. So it helps them to have somebody who has this kind of knowledge, who has had like frontline experience of interacting with customers so that I can get meaningful insights from the data. So that's what I did. There was an internal opening. I applied for it. I interviewed for it. It went pretty well.
Okay.
And yeah, I got the job.
Wow.
So that's
So it's fair to assume, Andy, that my next Rogers payment or my next plan, whichever I take, will depend on your insights, whatever you share with the
you
team.
could say that. Yeah. And I am trying to be, I'm trying to make a really good impact over here. So that my
Please try to.
friends are comfortable
Yeah,
and
please try
happy
to
with my
lower the
plans.
plans. Please lower
Yeah.
the plans. I'm paying, I don't know, 77,
I
78.
will put in a word for
Yeah,
you.
it's too expensive. So is it a full-time job, Andy, that you're doing at
So right now
this?
it's a part-time job.
Yeah.
It's a contract part-time job. It's for 6 months. My main purpose for doing this at Rogers is to gain Canadian experience, I would say.
Okay.
And also to get into the field of data.
Yeah, I guess the things that you will learn on the job, you can always transfer the skills when you move to a different profile, different job.
Definitely. And I always wanted to, get into the field of data. And I thought that there is no better place than Rogers because everybody knows that companies like Rogers or any other telecommunication company, they have a humongous amount of data. Like customer data is very high. And I mean, you can extract some really meaningful insights from that.
Yeah, and I guess it'll look good for your resume as well if you stick consistently in a company for maybe 1, 2, 3 years, and you can
That's
always
true.
keep Rogers in the resume, and you can always say that you grew the ranks internally.
That's true. That's correct.
So Andy, what happens? You said that this is an internal project. So is there a deadline to this project?
There is a deadline. It's only for 6 months. And that's how it goes. Like, it's for 6 months, and I work on it. I do my job, and I learn from it, and I move on.
Yeah, move on. So what is it that you are doing, Andy, and you would want to share with our listeners so that they are better equipped to go out there in the market and apply for jobs and get jobs? What do you think they should be doing? And what do you think you when what do you do?
Okay, so well, there are a lot of factors included in this. Like to get a job, everybody knows the market is tight, it's competitive out there, and one has to really stand out in order to get a job. I think obviously having technical skills or the core skills for a particular job are important. Having those skills on your resume is also important. Keeping your resume updated. Everybody knows about these things, but the two main things that I would say are connecting with people in the field, going through their LinkedIn, seeing what kind of courses, what kind of education they've had, and secondly, being proactive, proactively searching for jobs, proactively talking to people, proactively getting as much information as possible. And while you're doing this, be confident in yourself. I would say that's my advice to job seekers right now.
Be
So,
confident, be proactive, connect
and
with people
network.
on LinkedIn.
Yeah, network.
Network. Network is really important. Yeah, I guess one of our friends did get a job through networking, and Priti is already in touch with you. So I guess she's networking. Well, I hope she gets something really soon.
Yes.
So yeah, Andy, as part of our conversation with people, what we do is we of course try to get as much insight as we can for our listeners. But before ending the call, before ending this episode, what we ask a very simple question to our guests, which is what next for them? Where do they see themselves maybe 2, 4, 5 years down the line? So does Andy want to be the CEO of Rogers, or does she want to be the CEO of Reliance Jio? Or I don't know, maybe you want to pivot into AI and data analytics. What is it that you want to do?
I just want to point out that you said that This is a really simple question that you asked, but let me tell you, it's not that simple at all. There are just so many things that one would want to do in, 5 years down the line. 5 years down the line, I would want to be on an island, vacationing. But realistically, I would say that I would definitely love to be a data scientist or a data engineer in one of the leading tech companies, I would say. I really want to grow my career in that direction. I've started out as a data analyst, but I want to build it up to data scientist or a machine learning engineer. And that's what I see myself doing 5 years down the line.
So you think that you have the skills, necessary skills. You just need the right channel or the right medium to go and fetch that opportunity. And the only way you can fetch this opportunity is through networking, being proactive, and I think just going out there and believing in yourself, I guess.
And meanwhile, learn as much as you can from wherever you can, be it unpaid internships or be it small part-time jobs, however you can, because there is no such thing as, bad decisions. It's all experiences, I guess.
Right, yeah, it's all experiences, I guess, and that's why we have moved to a different continent, to a different country, just
True.
to gain some new experiences. Wow. Well, this has been wonderful, Andy. It was so nice talking to you today,
Same here.
and I am so grateful that you could spare the time and be part of our small community that we are trying to build.
No, this is a really nice initiative that you're doing, and I am honored to be a part of it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Andy. It was so nice talking to you today.
Yeah,
Take
same
care.
here. Take care. Bye.
Bye.